It's been 11 days since Italy held parliamentary elections and 2 days since the country's highest court confirmed Romano Prodi's victory. But the loser, incumbent Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, refuses to concede. The political impasse and the fact that the election was so close leaves Italy in a state of political turmoil and raises new obstacles to reviving the country's moribund economy. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
The economic challenges facing the center-left leader are enormous. Italy has slipped into recession twice in 2 years. It was at zero growth last year, and the IMF predicts its growth this year will be at the bottom of the list of the eurozone. Italy's deficit is approaching 4.5% of its GDP, way above the limit set by the European Union, and its debt is spiraling. Prodi has pledged to raise capital gains taxes and resurrect an inheritance tax on the very wealthy to help finance his plan to cut payroll taxes needed to boost growth. He has also promised to tackle Italy's questionable record as the country with the highest tax evasion in the industrial world, saying he wants the country to have a stronger ethical foundation.
Gli italiani dovranno pur capire che le tasse.
Italians have to understand that taxes have to be paid in an equitable manner. Must I resign myself to a country where only salaried workers are forced to pay taxes and only fools pay taxes?
Prodi's biggest challenges are his razor-thin majority and divisiveness within his own coalition, ranging from centrist Catholics to liberals to communists. And squabbling for government posts has already begun. But economist Tito Boeri says Prodi and his allies are aware that Italy is in an emergency situation.
That Italy is currently in a condition of economic decline, and therefore that things have to be done. This is a different type of awareness than the one that was in the previous government. It was instead thinking that we had just temporary problems and the issue was just to buy time.
But Berlusconi has vowed to fight the center-left at every possible occasion to try to bring down what he calls Prodi's stillborn coalition. Milan's daily Corriere della Sera says Berlusconi's strategy is to undermine Prodi's legitimacy, using his mutilated victory as a long-term weapon to create permanent instability in parliament. Many analysts say Berlusconi's primary goal is to protect his vast media empire from the likely passage of tough conflict of interest legislation by the Prodi government. But political scientist James Walston says Berlusconi faces the same problem as Prodi does, keeping his coalition together. In fact, one of his allies already broke ranks and congratulated Prodi on his victory.
There's a race against time on both sides. If the center-left can hold together for long enough, and that probably means sometime into the autumn, by that time it's very likely that the center-right will start pulling itself apart. Division among the right is the surest recipe for the left, to the center-left, to stay in power.
Italy's huge deficit and slow growth have repercussions on the economy of the entire eurozone. And Prodi, former European Union commissioner, can count on the support of Italy's EU partners, most of whom saw Berlusconi as undermining European integration. The center-left leader was promptly and warmly congratulated by all European leaders. And in a sign that the rest of the world accepts him as the next prime minister, even the Bush administration, Berlusconi's staunchest ally, said Thursday, it looks forward to working with Prodi. Silvia Pagioli, NPR News, Rome.